Our rains usually start in April, but now they are starting late in June and July. Even now, November, we have erratic rainfalls. So our agricultural season is now out of track. At the same time, we are having flooding, even in Juba, areas of Gumbo, Gudele, Gurei, and also now we have over 5 states that are underwater, Jongole, Upper Nile, Unity, Awil, and even Central Equatoria and some parts of Meridi too is underwater now.
People hear climate change. It's becoming a buzzword. What causes climate change? You are an environmental expert.
What causes climate change is the development model that the developed country used. Burning of coal and the emissions from burning of fossil fuels. Those kind of like emit carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. And the carbon dioxide that is emitted into the atmosphere, they trap heat, and that results into the warming of the atmosphere. And this warming is now causing what we all know as climate change at the moment.
Our country, it's not so industrialized like the other countries in the West, so that we can say there are a lot of factories, and that is why we are suffering from climate change. I mean, looking at a place like Bantu, there's no factory there. I mean, why would Bantu experience climate change?
The atmosphere doesn't have boundaries. That's why it's a global issue. What is happening in the West is affecting the whole world. So for us, we don't have any option but to adapt to this phenomenon. That's why our position here in these negotiations is to make sure that countries in Africa and ours, for example, is supposed to benefit from the adaptation funds, such that our people will be able to adapt to this new phenomena. Like now, since our backbone of the economy is agriculture, we'd like now to adapt to smart agriculture.
Let's talk about the smart agricultural methods. What does that entail?
The smart agriculture methods is simply we are now going to make sure that we provide drought-resistant seeds to our people, and also we try to give them a capacity to understand the information about the weather conditions. We try to provide them with fertilizers because of the loss of fertility due to the droughts. We also want to make sure that we have intensive land use management. Like now, instead of having clearing the place, we can now have intensive land use management like agroforestry. We can get all systems like agro, pastoral, Sylvie and aquaculture all in the same place. That simply means we have our crops planting in one side, we have livestock, we also have fish ponds, and at the same time plant trees such that we have a full ecosystem in place.
Let's talk about trees here. I've been visiting South Sudan and I'm quite surprised that the, you know, vegetation cover that was surrounding Juba town is all gone. Even when you look at Jebel Kujur, you see it all dry. All the trees around there have been cut. And, you know, it's an open secret that soldiers are cutting trees to make charcoal so that they can survive. In a country where the mainstay of other people is the forest, how would you plant trees? You're planting trees and they will cut all of them.
The issue of deforestation in South Sudan is not only an issue for us only to plant trees, but we have to have an alternative for energy, alternative sources for energy. For example, we in government, in our nationally determined contributions to fight climate change, we have to generate at least 3,000 megawatts of energy from clean energy. That's from hydro, solar, wind, geothermal, or even natural gas.
Using hydro does not sound like good news to Egyptians. How would you convince them that you are going to not affect the flow of the Nile?
Currently, we have new technologies where you don't need even to construct a dam. What you just simply need to get is you get the turbines that the river will kind of like turn them in order to produce energy. So the Egyptians, I know, they are kind of like jittery about any project on the Nile, but I think we have technologies that we can use. At the same time, we also don't have to leave because South Sudan is there to support the development of Egypt. We as a country also need to develop. So hydro and any other project that we need as a country has to be conducted.